Blog Talk Radio.
This morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is your Saturday morning entertainment show brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices. I'll be your host for today, Ivor Henry, alongside co-host Cardinal Mills, and you, the listeners. We hope that you'll stay the course, and we will do you justice for being here. Of course, you could have been still sleeping in your bed for those who are on our time. And for those over in California, well, we know it's still rising up at this time. It would have been just after 6 o'clock in the morning for them in the Eastern Caribbean. But they're 1 hour ahead of us, so they're about with a head start. I want to say good morning and a special, special good morning to my lovely wife, Barbara. She is up and about and she's volunteering this morning to render the prayers, but we still have Leon to pull out his prayer list because, you know, when prayer goes up, blessings come down. So we'll just do our little greetings here. So let's say good morning to, we can see Barbara, we can see Leon, I can see Donna, I can see Cardinal. We'll just go ahead and say good morning and then we shoot into prayer. Then we'll get Leon to pray for those on his prayer list and we'll say our good morning. So we'll start with you, Barbara. You're started at the top of the list. Good morning to you, my dear. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to everyone that is listening under the sound of our voices. Good morning to Leon and Donna and Cardinal Murtry.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes. Yes.
I just want to go in and petition God. I'm sorry?
No, I'm going to say, hold for the prayer a little bit so we can just let them say their good mornings. So we'll get Lynn to say good morning, and Donna and Cardinal. So they will know that, folks will know that they're up, alive, and kicking. So, Leon, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. And how about you and Sister Barbara? How are you?
Doing great.
Wonderful.
Leon, how are you?
Wonderful day in my neck of the woods, but I don't know if you guys heard that Dawn's mother passed, Ivor.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I got the the email, the text. So
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll have you do that this morning too, Leon, in the prayer there. So Donna, how are you doing this morning over there in lovely New York, the Twin City? Donna B?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, very well. We'll come back to you a little later. I'm sure you have something to report. And Mr. Cardinal Mills, how are you doing? Mr. Mills, you've muted yourself.
I muted myself here for a little while. Because I was outside and it's rather windy, gusty, nice. Dusty breeze coming through with some sunshine attached. So we're having it great. Nice cool weather for the Caribbean.
Okay, very well. We'll hold Murchis a little bit. She says she's there trying to get her vocals together, so we'll hold a little bit. But today is the 11th day of February 2023, and of course we're going to be here for a full 3 hours. We're going to be here until high noon in our neck of the woods. But let us pray. Barbara, you lead us into prayer, and then we'll follow by Leon.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much this morning, dear God, for your graciousness, and you're so merciful, oh God. Lord, we just want to glorify you. We want to lift you up today. Lord, we exalt you because there's none like you. No one can touch our hearts the way that you do. We will search from now until eternity ends, and we'll find there is none like you, dear Father. Lord, how much we love you. We thank you so much, dear God, for your faithfulness towards us, dear God. We thank you that you promised to give us an abundant life, dear God. We thank you, dear Father, that there's freedom, oh God, Lord, in your presence. And, Lord, at times, Lord, we struggle, oh, God, with the burden of thinking on other things and worrying and stressing, dear God. But we thank you that you promise that you are our comforter. Lord, you're the God of our comfort. Lord, this morning, dear Father, we thank you for those, dear God, who are incarcerated, dear Father, even at this time. We pray that you would visit them. Visit them with your presence. Visit them with your love, dear God. Lord, we pray today for each and every one of us, dear God. Lord, we ask for courage, oh God. Lord, that you cling to you, dear God, for guidance, oh God, in our lives. Lord, Father, we pray that you would free us, oh God, from all performances and any unrealistic things, any unrealistic ideas and expectations that we would have of ourselves, knowing that you, oh God, have a plan and a purpose for our lives. So, Father, today we pray that you would help us to be kind to others, that we would love others, dear God. We are only here for a short time, because each and every Saturday that we come here, we hear about the passing of others, dear God, and we sympathize, dear God, even at this time with the families, dear Father. Comfort them, oh God, we pray at this time. Father, help us to rest in your abundance, dear God. Help us to communicate with you, dear God. Lord, help us to know that having a relationship with you leads to eternal joy. And Lord, help us to stay close to you, dear God, in each and every step that we make. I pray even at this time, dear God, for my husband, dear God, who is hosting, him and Cardinal, even at this time who's hosting the show. I pray for your blessings upon them, dear God. I pray that you will help these men of God, dear Father, to focus on you and continue this gift that you have given to them, dear God, to leave whatever you have given to them here on earth, dear God. Lord Jesus, that when it's all said and done, dear Father, they have completed your purpose and your will. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for everything, dear God. Help us to continue, dear God, to reach out to the world. We don't know who is hurting, dear God. Lord, we pray for them. We pray for our comfort for them at this time, dear God. We thank you, Lord, that you are always beside us. Lord, you're always faithful, dear God, because that is exactly your nature. Lord, we thank you. Even at times when we are unfaithful, you remain faithful because you are God. So we thank you. We love you. Help us to continue to focus, dear God, on the future and not live in the past. Lord, help us to, Lord, stop worrying over what can happen, dear God. But help us to continue to walk in your presence, dear Father. We love you. We praise you. And we pray that you will speak to someone who is under the sound of our voice, to comfort them, to provide for them, dear God. Help them to know, dear God, people who are depressed at this time, help them to know you are the God of hope, that you went to Calvary's cross and you paid their sin, death in full, past, present, and future. And Lord, that we would accept you as our Savior, that we would accept you, Jesus, as the payment for our sin, death in full, that we can have eternal life. Lord, we commit everything into your hands this day. We want you to know how much we love you, dear God. We bless you and praise you. We pray for a good day today, dear God. May everything be done to give you glory and praise today. In Jesus' name, we ask all these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we'll go right into Liam with his prayer list. Morning, Liam.
Yeah, good morning again. Yes, we just want to say we come to you, Father, this morning, and thank Sister Barbara for that wonderful rendition. We pray especially for the ones who are struggling, and we have to remember our Sister Dawn Curtin, as she and her family lost their mother, June Cochrane, this week. We pray for them. We also want you to lift up Brother Leroy Lashley and his daughter Lisa, struggling with ill health for a long time. Oliver Solomon, our brother, and Edward Carter, Ellie Mack, Ralston Otto, Connie Whitley, and my dear sister Gobra, who's struggling, and Willis Daniel and Mona, his wife. We also want you to remember, Lord, and touch the bodies of Mertrice Nisbet and her mother, Bobsy. My Ruby's family as well, who was struggling oddly after having lost her during the past week. And also, we want to remember Dennis, too. Dennis and his mother, Ina, who have left us this week or last week, Lord. We pray for the families who are mourning their losses, Lord. We pray especially for Pastor Rick Blackwood, and one of my pastors down in Miami, Lord, who has been in and out, and he's coming back, Lord. We just pray for those who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. But we pray especially for this wonderful show this morning. We pray you'll bless host Ivor and all the members of the panel. We just pray that you'll have a wonderful show and give them a good opportunity to administer your words to them. In the meantime, we thank you again for this wonderful day you have provided, and we trust that this show will go on uninterrupted. And thank you again for the opportunity. In your precious name we pray.
Amen. 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 I want to thank you guys for that. What a way to start the proceedings. Of course, folks, you know, we're going to be doing our inspirational portion. We would have started already because prayer is part of that inspiration. Hopefully, you're being inspired. Again, good morning to one and all. Of course, at the top of the hour, we'll have sports. And it's the Super Bowl week, so we're going to have much to do with the Super Bowl predictions and all sorts of stuff there. Of course, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that are taking place on this date. Compliments Mr. Audley Watson, that's Mal Ruby's son. Of course, we're going to have the Antigua Care. They'll be coming through at 10:45 this morning. And after that, of course, maybe even before that, Cardinal will greet his special fans. And, of course, he'll have a commentary for us. 11 o'clock, we will have our open line type. We may very well have a special guest somewhere around 11 o'clock if needs be. Folks, we're still into Black History Month. Every month should be Black History Month. But we're doubling the pleasure of informing, educating, and spreading the word about our blackness and our oneness. Every Saturday, we do that here on this medium. Well, folks, you too can be a part of the conversation. 563-999-3693. So, with that, we say good morning. We'll go and have our fears about where we are. We know it's cold over there in New York. So, Donna, what's your weather like? Anything to report from your neck of the woods? Super Bowl weekend, what's the atmosphere like? Donna is muted again. So, and then we'll go on to Leanne. Leanne,
hello?
Bridges. Yeah, I was asking you about the Twin City because we started the big one, New York, New York.
New York is cold this morning.
It's cold, so you're bundled up, and I would assume you're going to be going out in the cold sometime during the day, I would imagine. There you go. Well, bundle up and get yourself warm because we complain when it's too hot. We complain when it's too cold. So let's do the peace power. Some like it hot, some like it cold. So in between, you try to just get in between. That's Cardinal's specialty. So, Leon, your neck of the woods, what's happening over there in the good old Tallahassee? Okay.
Yeah, we're enjoying a 56 degrees this morning. Not too bad. We can take it. It's overcast. And it's just really comfortable for us, and we're grateful for it. I just hope everywhere else will be experiencing the same as we do. But 56,
okay.
I can take it anyway.
Okay, well, Cardinal started off by telling us it's windy over there in the Twin City and Kauai. So let us know how windy it is, Cardinal. Make sure the ladies are not wearing dresses today, so make sure you have a card in front of you. One that would not read will work for food, but ladies, be aware. If it's the older ones and they're wearing a hat, do not dare to say anything to those people. How is it in good old St. Kauai, Cardinal?
Well, it's weather that we enjoy, nice and cool, and sunny at the same time. Not cold sun, but sunny, nice and cool. So we're not staggering from the heat. We are not shivering from the cold. It's all a beautiful mixture of the best that nature offers for this tropical region. Then we got a few showers in between. So we get up to, you know, respecting the day from its natural expression and say, hey, we're grateful for a day like today. So you know, for anyone who wishes, we hopefully could bring that sunshine into the into the studio today and share it around to the people up in New York and all those who wish to share it. Come on in.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's hear from Barbara. She's over there in, let's see whether it's cold, Atlanta. She reported that she had lovely weather all through the week, but we're starting off the weekend here, pre-Super Bowl. Let's see if it's warming up in her neck of the woods. Bobby, what's going on in your neck of the woods? Bobby, you're muted. You've muted yourself. In the meantime, well, this morning she said, told me it's going to be in the 50s today, but next week they'll be dropping down into the 30s and 20s and stuff. But rain is in the forecast, so apparently she would have muted herself there. She's still on, but maybe forget how to push the mute button to take it off. But nonetheless, well, as you know here, we are in the 70s here. I'm still in South Florida, 78 to be more precise, pretty much overcast. But we'll get into the thick of things here. As you know, this is the Super Bowl weekend. It is, I'm going to dub it as the Valentine prelude to the actual day when we do celebrate on Tuesday, that is. Much is told me this morning. You know, I don't do Valentine. I said, you never introduced Valentine to us. I didn't know that was your boyfriend's name, so I didn't expect you to do it for Valentine. So she's staying away a little bit until we get the Valentine part out of it, and then she'll come on in and say her good mornings a little later. She's just still lurking around, but we understand, Matrice, you dumped Valentine. You used to do Valentine, and now you would have dumped him done for religious purposes. So, with that, folks, we want to say a special good morning to Kathleen. This is normally her preferred section of the Saturday morning entertainment show. So I'll say a big, bright hello to her. And this is one of her favorites. We'll start. Bujo. Praise
the Most High God every day. With your whole heart and desire, lift your mind, holy, 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 moon, Zion, would you follow me, and in that home, for I am born. my life, shall surely follow me. And in Jacob's spot I will move. My dwelling place must be on the home of our restored again. Need to walk no stay. With fear the common right to snatch even for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the dark gate, yet will I bear no ill, no ill. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they surely comfort me. My favor, Lord, have mercy, in the presence of my foes. My head, Lord, have mercy, no sweet oil, my cup is
that's Buju starting the proceedings there, Psalm 23, and saying, Buju is a smart man and he's an educated man. He has to move to the head of the class. He never at one time in that song would have said, forevermore. He said, forevermore, forevermore. That's a good man. You know, we have cut out whatever and we said, whatever. So, Buju moves to the head of the class. Let's go ahead and say good morning to Earl Sergeant, my main man over there in Nevis, who is logged on. He says, I'm hearing music. Do I have the right blog? I'm so accustomed to hear talking in the latter part of the program, but I just told him we're into the inspirational portion. And with that, I'll say 721. That's a good number. Irma, main lady over there in St. Martin. We want to say good morning to her as well. She's logged in and jumped when she heard her name and screamed. Irma, we want to say good morning to you over there in St. Martin and hope that everything is on the up and up. As we would say, we're not going to forget the birthdays. We're not going to forget your birthday this year. No, 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 no. I'm forgiven. But no, we will not do that. Folks, again and again and again, I remind you that we are celebrating prelude to the Valentine's Day. Don't know how much it would have meant to you, but love is always in the air. And on this Saturday morning, we normally try to bring you some sunshine and some warmth into your heart, especially for those folks who are further north experiencing some colder weather. Well, we can have night dreams and daydream. Let's hear what Bunny Wheeler has to say. Is it a dream?
There's a land that I have heard about so far.
together on that dreamland and hell. So much fun.
the power of love. Love is mighty, hard-hitting thing. Telling you, love can knock you down like a George Foreman right-hander. I'm telling you, hold on to love. Hold on to love. Folks, we are into the inspirational portion, and we surely, surely hope and truly hope you are enjoying the selections. Of course, at the top of the hour, we'll be having sports. We'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Panel comes in with that, and he will be greeting his many fans. And I'm sure he's not going to be forgetting Earl Sergeant this morning. I know he will not be forgetting him, like he did yesterday, and the day before, and the day before. No, 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 I'm just kidding. He remembered Earl yesterday. We spoke about him yesterday, and I said, I guarantee you, Earl would be listening up to hearing Colonel say, and my good friend and classmate, Earl. But Colonel, you have to say, Martman. Earl, I know you're laughing. Mr. Curtin, Martman. Yes, folks, well, we're remembering those who have left to mourn. We have Audley and Dennis from our neck of the woods here. They would have lost their mothers. And then we have Dawn now, who is a part of us with the Antigua Care. She, too, would have lost her mother. And, well, we prayed for them this morning. Leanne would have remembered those who left the moon in prayer. So as we go along, we would do remember them, and hopefully we are comforting them. I think Dennis is on his way to the UK, if he's not there as yet. Whatever it is, safe travels. We're going to have Murchis to say hello good morning shortly, so that's coming up. But in the meantime, who's next in line for their blessing? I am. My hand is up.
I know. His blood has made me whole.
and like I say, it's a good old one there for George Benson, Bring Me Down. And we're going to hear from Murchie's, because everyone's asking me, what about Mama Bobsy? Well, I let Murchie's say her good morning, and at least he would be able to give the first-hand report on Mama Bobsy and her footsie. Good morning, Murchie's. What's over there in New York? New York. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ivor. A pleasant, beautiful, sunny Saturday morning to each and every one of you. In my neck of the woods, it's chilly, 37 degrees. And I hope whatever conditions you're in right now, wherever you're adapting to it and enjoying it. So, Mother Bobsy, she's blessed. Thank you. To Jehovah. Feet is getting much better. Now, every now and again it aches in a different way. So she's coping.
She is coping, okay.
Yeah, is doing well.
And well, what about you? Because Cardinal is getting ready to call your name big and broad. And I realize when he calls your name in his special friends, he emphasized Murchie's. What about that?
But of course.
But of That's course. Oh, wow.
I'm
it's all for the entertainment. Okay. So, do you walk around with a bib?
No.
When you walk around?
No.
Do you don't have a bib around your neck?
I don't have a bib. I don't drool.
Oh, I thought you said you were special. Yeah, I know those special kids, some of them just.
I don't drool.
Not that kind of special?
No, not that special.
But you have to explain to me, you know, remember, I'm not the sharpest pencil in the box. When you say you're special, I thought you were one of those kids that, you're special.
Oh, okay. I'll sharpen you on after the year.
It's a Saturday morning entertainment show, folks, and I just want to say we are just about getting ready to end our inspirational portion this morning, and Murchie's is bringing it down with a special. We're going to be standing by for David coming up with sports, and we'll talk a little bit of Super Bowl as well, because Mo is the big one, Murchie's favorite American sport. You should hear Murchie's when on the telephone and she's looking at football. She can't even keep a good conversation. She just, Murchie's just keep on, football touchdown. Oh, man, what you do? I said, no need for commentators when Murchie's is around and football is on. So we are going to be ending our inspirational portion here on a good note, because Murchie's finally said that Mama Bobsy is coming around. But Murchie's, did you know that one of our panelists here, mother, would have passed? I don't know. David Mason is coming through here.
Yeah.
Okay, so
my condolences goes up
because
her, to her.
Yes.
And have Jehovah to comfort them in their time of grief, and also condolences to Artie and Dennis also.
All right, then. Well, we're just about ending our inspirational portion, so let's try to jump on quickly here to get David to start the proceedings with the sports. And then we're going to have some Super Bowl rap. The Henry boys said that they want to come in on that rap there. So let's see where we are here. Well, let's stand by here. With God is standing by while I connect with David.
Remember
Exactly where we're going to be ending our inspirational portion this morning. I truly, truly, truly hope that you would have enjoyed the lesson played and all you would have heard, the voices of Barbara, my lovely wife over there in Atlanta. We would have heard from Leon, Cardinal, Donna, Mertries. And I am saying here and now that here's the place to be on a Saturday morning, and we are grateful for your presence. You can stay because we've got sports for you. And with that, we're going to bring David right away because we're standing by for some pundits to talk, some football predictions because Super Bowl comes up tomorrow, the favorite American sport. They're saying that baseball is the pastime sport here in America, but I think that when the football comes around, baseball takes second place or third place, maybe even after basketball. David, the main man, you come on in. Body standing by, and so is David. Monica.
Good morning. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Cardinal. Good morning, Arthur. Good morning, Dennis. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning, Maurice. And good morning, Barbara. I also like to say good morning to the listeners, wherever they are. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Thanks for tuning in to the Saturday morning show. As I know it's Super Bowl weekend, I'm going to make this sports news brief as possible so Super Bowl can be discussed. And I'm going to start off with the Premier League, the English Premier League this morning, where Man U played Leeds, and that game ended in a 2-2 tie. The first game this morning between West Ham United and Chelsea, that ended in a 1-1 tie. At 10 o'clock, there are a number of games that are on. Arsenal versus Brentford, Crystal Palace versus Brighton. Fulham versus Nottingham Forest, Leicester City versus Tottenham, Oxford, and Southampton versus Wolverhampton Wanderers, Bournemouth versus Newcastle,
That is at 12:30. Sorry there. That is the game thing for today. For tomorrow, it's Leeds and Man U, round two, Manchester City and Villa. That means Leeds Man U game starts at 9, Manchester City and Aston Villa, that's at 11:30. And on the 13th, Liverpool versus Everton, that's at 3 o'clock. And on the 15th, Arsenal versus Manchester City, and that's at 2:30. And on the 18th, Aston Villa versus Arsenal at 7:30 a.m. Also on the 18th at 10 o'clock, you'll have Brentford versus Crystal Palace. So that take care of the what's happening in the Premier League. Now, I don't hear the Chapel Brothers are talking. I'm going to switch gear now to cricket. I don't hear the Chapel Brothers are talking that Australia should not play in certain venue in India after the whooping that they got from India. They're making 177, Australia making 177 and 91. England only, India on the back at one time, they made 400 all out. And in the Women's World Cup, West Indies women is presently playing England women. West Indies women is 137 for 7. And England women is 37 for 1. Moving on to the our 4-day game is Trinidad 418 for 9, Leewards 243 for 7. Leewards trailed by 175 runs. Jamaica versus Barbados. That game is over. Barbados won that game. Jamaica made 140 and 151. Barbados made 215 and 74 for 8. And they won by 6 wickets there. The Windwards and Guyana game. Windwards 294 and 68. Guyana 169 and 35 without loss. They need another 259 runs to win that game. And this morning in the South Africa finals, SA20, that was postponed for tomorrow due to rain. Tura Capital versus Sunrise Eastern Cape. That game will play tomorrow, starting 1:30 local time in Johannesburg. So I think it might be about 9 in the morning or somewhere here for that game. So that's what's happening with international cricket. When we go to local cricket, you have a number of games on tomorrow. You have PCC Google versus Challengers at Myanmar Regional Park South. These games start at 10 o'clock. You have Mega Blaster versus BCC Ignite. That game starts at, and that's at Central Broad Regional Park. 3 and 4, Musgrove versus Ambassador at Lauderdale Sports Park. Palm Beach Hurricanes versus Tropic International at Tradewinds Park. Eagles versus South India Tuskers at Brian Piccolo Park North. Underdogs versus Atlantic, that's at Matt Brown. Titans versus US Grade Academy, that's at John Prince. Miami Lions versus Palm Beach Gladiator. This game here might have been off the table, which is
Florida Cricket Academy versus St. Bill's. Since Florida Cricket Academy has withdrawn from this tournament, and no one has said anything, I think that game there is off the table. All right, so Blackhawks versus at Ufan at Brad Fellow Park. So, and at Central Broad, you know, you have South Florida Sunrisers versus Kendall at 2:30. I thought there was two games in Myanmar. Trade wins. I only see one. Yeah, I thought there were two games. Maybe I may have overlooked something there. But that game, Florida Cricket Academy, I think it was on the Northeast. That game is it's a 40. Florida Cricket Academy. I'm trying to see what the that game will seem that it is somebody might have forfeit, or trying to figure that category and forfeit that game either. So that's it there for the sports either.
Yeah, David, well, we want to thank you for that sports and the one in all West Indies. Yeah. Well, just before we even speak of Super Bowl there, India would have trounced Australia. Did you mention that within 3 days?
Yep. That's it. Yeah, well, as I said, you're not coming in too clear. You saw the
I'm breaking up coming in.
You know, breaking up. You know, so
I don't like when I'm speaking to
men. But
I don't like. Okay, well, let's see if kind of
okay.
To say here.
All right.
On sports. I know.
Okay, Ivor, I'm going to leave it there for now because I'm not hearing anything good, so I'll just leave it there for now.
Okay. Okay. Okay,
you
no
take care, and we'll talk again next week. Thanks.
Good. Thank you. Okay, good. Kind of, am I breaking up coming in there? David say I was breaking up on his end. So let's see if you can do the correct thing here. Are you hearing me clearly?
Not, I'm hearing you, but it's kind of muffled, not breaking up as such, but you know, like when you have your mouth a little bit away from the mic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds a little bit clearer. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It was, okay, that's better.
All right, then. Well, like I said, we're into sports there. I know for sure I would have heard it. St. Kitts and Nevis are going to be playing a match over there in Connery. These are warm-up matches before and the Leeward Islands get into their treaty game. But Leeward Islands, after a long time, will be having a tournament. And surely I might have something to say about that. So I picked that up in the news there earlier this week. So Nevis today, as we speak, they're over at Connery playing against, I think it's 11, would be today and tomorrow. Folks are invited to go over to the Connery Sports Park to look at some cricket. That's the last thing that I've heard about Leeward Islands cricket. But Leanne is here with us. So Leanne, isn't that a wonderful sight that at least we're going to have first-class cricket again in the Leeward Islands? You're muted, Liam.
Yes. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful sight, man. For a tournament that has been in existence for over 100 years and now just died a natural death and is coming back, is joy. Because most of our wonderful cricketers have come out of that tournament, you know, the Willets, the Roberts, and you name it. We have produced some wonderful cricketers over the years. I remember even from my youth when the Matthews, Leo Goers, and the, well, you know, guy from Sinkett, Len Harris, and Gilbert, and all these guys, they came out of that tournament. And that was first-class cricket. But I welcome it and hope that we can get some more players, you know, moving on to the higher heights.
Okay. All right, well, Colonel, I know for
I think that tournament is going to be a boost to West Indies cricket. I'm not sure that it's going to revive it, but I'm sure it's going to be a boost to West Indies cricket. I'm hopefully that this is the kind of tournament that's going to bring people back to the cricket field. Because as I am looking at the contest between Leeward Islands and Trinidad and Tobago just now, the stadium is completely empty. Ivor, you and I know that we used to sneak into the park just to watch a cup match between, you know, whoever playing over there when we pass from school, when school finished. We gone into the park and there are people there watching a cup match. Now, this is first-class cricket in Antigua, in Sinkett, in Nevis, first-class cricket, and there's nobody in the stadium. Ever, you remember when we used to stack up on the boat when a first-class match is playing in Sinkett, because we didn't get first-class matches in regional matches in Nevis. Do you remember when you and I used to stack up on the boat and go down to Sinkett for the weekend to watch Trinidad or Guyana, you know, whoever of the big four came to Sinkett to play cricket? And that has faded out, which means that the passion for cricket has gone out of the Caribbean and has therefore gone out of the cricketers. You know, you're just going through some motions. You don't see the passion. You don't see the excitement. You know, you see people going through the motions, more symbolic than anything else. And unless that is restored, because that's where West Indies cricket came from, the grassroots. And unless that is restored, we ain't going to see anything better. Like, the only thing that remains of West Indies cricket from the past, the only thing that remains is the parochialism and, you know, the isolation of certain players and the selection of certain players over the others just because of the island they're from and things of that nature. So while the grassroots strength has gone, what made West Indies cricket lesser in its potential has remained. And there are no longer the sponsors who brought the commentators to the field. There aren't even the commentators. I listened to the match between Jamaica and the Leeward Islands, and it was just, what's his name? The farmer, Antiguan player, who we hope we have stuck around long enough to captain
Sylvester Joseph,
and some other guy who's carried the whole tournament. You know, and you're not even getting the commentary that like you used to. You know, when somebody else steps in there. So, I mean, you're looking at the cricket and the commentators are not even identifying who the players are standing in that position. They just say the man at Macaulay Point picks up as if the man ain't got no name. Call the name so that we can hear it. Say Casey Carty. Tell us Casey Carty is out there on the field. Tell us Jeremiah Louis is out there on the field. You know what I'm saying? So you find a lot of what attracted us to the game has disappeared. The passion, the mentality has disappeared. And we expect West Indies cricket to thrive in this atmosphere. That's a pipe dream. Okay. That said, I hope I take up enough of Marjorie's time so that I won't get chastised or imposing on more time than I am allotted. So let me start by saying good morning to the friends and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Good morning to Leon. Good morning to Iva. Good morning to all the fans as they are here. And I'm going to go on and say good morning to the special fans up in New York. We have Mercury, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babsy Nisby. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin. I'm going to say good morning to Irma. And I got to tell you, Irma has been lost for the week. I don't know if you don't want to tell me what's going on in St. Martin or what the case is, but, you know, she hasn't been informing me for some reason. Maybe she thinks I will come over to St. Martin and, you know, like how oddly don't like people. David don't like those people to come from up north and come down here and suck up our sunshine. Maybe Irma doesn't want me to come to St. Martin and suck up the party. So she's not informing me about that. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos, my good man. Having a great day with us, I hope. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. And Lynette is having little accidents here and there. She has been kicking something, running away from something or running to something, because Lynette has got a sick toe, broken toe at that. Well, Lynette, I'm hoping that you're going to be healing up well and who is healing up fast. But she puts the brightest side on it. Good morning, Lynette. Glad to have you. Go on over to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision. Hoping that you have you're bringing us a lot of faithful information these days. We appreciate that. And also say good morning to Carmen Lady C. Griffin, right there, the staff at 2020 Vision Radio. Let me say a good morning to my classmate and good friend, Mr. Earl Sargent, who is becoming our faithful listener, paying attention to what we've got to say here. Good morning, Earl. Hope that things are going great with you, man. And let me step across to the UK. I'm going to say good morning to Omel over there in the UK. I don't know what Omel is up to these days. Liverpool is not doing as well as she would like them to, but I'm sure she's still happy that they, even if they're driving slow, they're still ahead of Chelsea. Good morning, Omel. That should cheer you up. Hope you're having a great time with us here in the sunshine. And if it's cold, we've got the sunshine. And we're glad to share it with you. I'm going to come across the channel where I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale. Good morning, Marva Jones. Good morning, Tiffany, my favorite celebrity. Her little brother, Malik, and sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you. Let me also say good morning to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. Hoping that the brother is meeting his challenges and doing really well. We haven't heard from him in a couple of days, but I'm sure wherever the cause is, we can hear from him sometime. I'm going down to the southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson. So he comes to you by way of Sandy Point. I wonder if Cutner is keeping track of the events that's going on. I got to tell Cutner that Leeward Island cricket is going to start again. I got to know Cutner's number on that. Good morning, Cutner. And all the fans we got there down in the Cutleridge area. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, Barbara, hoping that they're enjoying whatever Georgia sends to them. Nah, I know it's not a lot, but hey, enjoy it nevertheless. You can extract something from it. And if not, join Audley down in Florida and get some of, suck up some of that sunshine. David won't mind. And I'm going to say good morning to Kathleen, the Inspirational Hours favorite fan. Good morning, Kathleen. Hoping that your traveling will be well blessed. And finally, let me say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. And if you ain't got any sunshine, she can just smile and give me some. Good morning, Yvonne. Hoping that you're having a great time and listening to us making fun of ourselves. That said, good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters. Stick with us. We've got sunshine. We'll share it with you. Because Iva got a great show.
Yes, indeed. You got a big check mark there, Cardinal. I was waiting for you to leave out my good friend Padre, Mr. Ted Koppel, who got tonsillitis when Mr. well, you know, our South African president there, Nelson Mandela, would have stumped him. Oh, Sergeant. I thought you would have forgotten his name there. That's an inside joke there between Earl and I that we had this morning. Okay, okay. Man. Well, I'm going to give you a Miss Andrew right now. I'm going to come and fix you a mark right across your face if you don't wipe that smile off your face. Well, folks, you know, we are into the Super Bowl weekend. Standing by for a call here from the Henry boys. They want to give their prediction on air. So, but Colonel, in the meantime, let's do this. Let's go ahead and get the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date in history. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way. We can always come back to the Super Bowl when we get that call that we're expecting to speak some Super Bowl predictions. So let's go ahead. Let's go straight into the birthdays.
I got a notice. And I got to say, apologies. I got to say good morning to Michelle over there in the UK. Michelle is not happy that I neglected to say hello to her. Michelle, I thought you were traveling and you wouldn't hear the hello. So I thought I'd give it to you when I talk to you personally.
Oh, you missed, anyway, you missed one? You missed Michelle?
Michelle. Yeah,
man,
Michelle.
Of good.
Okay, there you go. You're making Iva happy that I missed one. Good morning, Michelle. Come on in and enjoy this show. And Omel is saying that she having problems logging on. I wonder what the problem is. What problems did you create again, Iva? Again.
Well, let's,
right. Michelle,
let's go ahead and give her the call station. Let's do that. It's
okay.
Slowly. W.
I think she knows that. I think she has
W.
That.
I do it again and I do it slowly. You got it kind of fast. So I wanted to type it in slowly. It's www dot, as in a period, dot blog, as blogtalk, blogtalkradio.com / going in the forward way, Caribbean Global Voices with an S at the end. And I guarantee you, once you put it in slowly, you will get it.
Okay.
All right, see, right. I have a text here coming in. I'll say, I got it, and I'm logged in, and I'm up front and center. So, Omel.
There you go.
If you can get
it. Okay. Omel has got it now. She's got it now. So
my work
she's
is
good.
Done.
Yes.
Good morning, Omel.
So, let me say good morning to Cecilia, my classmate, hanging out over there in Nevis, avoiding, you see, she went up there to get her warmth and sunshine. I don't know if she heard about Audley, but she's taking a good while over there in Nevis. Good morning, Cecilia. That's Murchison's aunt, by the way. She's hanging out over there in Nevis, far away from the cold of New York, and having a great time at it. Anyway, Iva, Cecilia is indicating that she sent you a song that she wants you to play for her. Don't forget that. A song by Tyrone. I don't know who Tyrone is. Which Tyrone? Is that the same Tyrone that Erica Badu was telling us about? I don't know. Oh, it's Tyrone. But no, but Tyrone is singing this time. So, Ivor, you might have got that message from Cecilia indicating she wants to hear Tyrone. Okay. So, Omel is good now. She's good. She says a song by Tyrone.
Cecilia, is requesting Tyrone? Huh? What's that? I'm lost. You said Cecilia is
Cecilia is indicating that she sent you a song. Oh, by Tyrone O'Flaherty. Okay. She should have said Bahaola.
Oh. He has several songs.
Yeah,
which
she sent you.
Talking about?
She sent you something by Bahaola. Tyrone O'Flaherty.
Okay. I go searching on my phone to see.
Okay.
But anyway, continue.
Because. Huh?
Nothing. Continue. Go ahead.
Okay. So get ready to make sure that we give Cecilia a spin on that one. And did I forget anybody else? Yes. I've already said, come on in. Share the sunshine with us. And if you can do that, then join Cecilia over there in Nevis. And you'll get all the time that you want. She might be here about early. You don't have to, you're not going to have to deal with David, with people coming down from the north. Fucking up all the sunshine, you know, and the warmth, and bringing the cold with them, David said. I think that's what he minds more than anything else. Anyway, that's it, Ivor. Back to you.
Now, let's go ahead and do the birthdays.
The birthdays, okay. Yes.
Yes.
You got to go right into the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. Brought to you by Mr. Early Watson. Okay, today, February 11th, is the birthday of Peter Lasry, former West Indies open batsman. He's out of Barbados. Out of England, Jack Hearn, Ali Brown, and Nigel Long, the umpire. Out of Australia, Bill Laurie, Mark Atkinson. Out of New Zealand, Devon Congdon, remember him? And Benjamin Sears. Out of the USA, Siva Kumar. Out of Pakistan, India, Shobha Pandit, Ronit Moray. And out of Scotland, Majid Haq. Out of South Africa, Shafika Pile. Out of Kenya, Sukhdeep Singh. And today is Aaliyah's birthday. That's Ivor's granddaughter. Today is Dennis' sister-in-law, Carolyn Heath's birthday. Today is TV actress Jennifer Aniston's birthday. It's Kelly Rowland, who's a pop singer. Brandy, the R&B singer and actress. Thomas Edison, the inventor, so it is claimed, of the light bulb. I hear another story about that invention of the light bulb. But we probably can tell you that at some time during our discussion on Black History Month. As to who really created the light bulb and its filament. Lucille Randon, Sheryl Crow, a pop singer, Alex Jones, the radio host, Burt Reynolds, movie actor, Eva Gabor, a movie actress, former world heavyweight boxing champion Max Beyer. It's also the birthday of Sarah Palin, U.S. political... A U.S. politician, former governor of Alaska, and former presidential and vice presidential hopeful. She could see Alaska. No, she could see Russia from Alaska. American novelist and playwright Sidney Sheldon. Oh, Monique was really favorite at that. That's one of Monique's favorite authors. Sidney Sheldon. He died in 2007. I didn't realize that. Panamanian general... And President Manuel Noriega, remember him, with his magic on the desk. Former governor of Florida, Jeb Bush. Oh, he was. Buster Douglas, became famous for knocking out Mike Tyson in the 10th round in 1990. singer, Whitney Houston, the lady with the voice we will never hear again. She died in 2012. And it is it today it marks the test debut of Frank Worrell, who made his debut against England. He made 97 and 28 not out. He just missed the opening day, the opening century by 3 runs. That's it for your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. Compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Back to you, Ivan.
That's all that came in?
Yeah.
Okay. I know I looked at it. I didn't even read it in its entirety. But we have a big, big, big birthday going out here for, what's her name? Kathleen would have sent me that. I have to look and see where that is now. The name is Mrs. What? Danakwa Tukani Ali. She's having a birthday today. As a matter of fact, she's traveling to Orlando, to Miami, from Orlando to Miami. So she's going to be having a celebration there with her brother, Mr. Jova Melville. Is that means something to you there, Cardinal?
I'm not hearing the name that you're calling.
The name I'm calling is Danakwa Tukani. She's the married lady, Mrs.
Oh.
She's having a birthday today. And she's on her way to Miami as we speak. And she's going to be spending her birthday with her brother, Mr. Jova Mills, in Miami. But here's the song
Jovia.
That's requested. Jovia.
Okay.
You know Jovia Mills?
Yeah. Jovia is my nephew.
Well, that's really
Jovia. You know Jovia. Jovia is Lincoln's son.
Oh, okay.
You know Lincoln.
Okay.
Ah.
Yes.
Lincoln
of Lincoln memory. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the song that was requested for her from that moment.
From this moment, life has begun. From this moment, you are the one. Right beside you is where I belong. From this moment on, from this moment,
From this moment, and that song was especially written. Oh, I'm getting a hiccup here.
Please charge battery.
Oh, I think that is Donna is in this. That's what it is. Okay, I have to mute that.
From this moment, life has begun. From this moment, you are the one. Right beside you is where I belong. From this moment on, from this moment,
about the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space
Cardinal Mel, because Dawn, we know she's tendering the homegoing of her mother of blessed memory. We hope that she's doing wonderfully fine, knowing that her mother is in a better place. And I think the effects of losing her mother has gone on over to Debbie. But Cardinal is here to tell us all about that. And I'm sure Liam would want to say something in parting on their behalf. They're not going to be with us this morning, but of course, as usual, we will have some representation for them. Cardinal, come on.
Yes, as usual, this is your hour for reflection and thought on the expressions of humanity. And Dawn and Debbie normally come this and do that very well for us as they pursue trying to help those in distress by their charity work through the organization Antigua and Barbuda Care. Neither of them will be on with us this morning because John just lost her mother, and I convey our deepest condolences to John. We understand how taxing it can be when you lose a loved one, no matter what time of day it is or what time of year. So we convey our condolences to Dawn. Debbie is not feeling well, so she cannot be present today. And you know it's going to take a lot to move Debbie away from, representing and Antigua and Barbuda Care, or any effort to help the people that she's targeting to assist. But nevertheless, we still want to encourage you to offer whatever you can to assist these two young ladies who have worked tirelessly, and not just for themselves, but for us, in showing us what it means to give and give up yourself, not expecting any rewards out of it. Give up yourself just because you see you can identify someone who needs your assistance. That's a magnificent effort, a monumental task that was not thrown upon them. They're not compelled to do it, but they take it out of the goodness of their conscience and decided that they were not going to just sit by and watch people suffer, knowing that they can do something about it, and don't. And we ask you to offer them the best assistance that you can. Thank you, and we appreciate your audience. On behalf of Antigua and Barbuda Care and Dawn and Debbie. Back to you, Ivan.
Yes, indeed, and I sure, Leon, we want to send some blessings their way concerning the passing of Dawn's mother. So in sending them home, Leon?
Yes,
your voice.
I would glad to say a few words on behalf of Dawn. I knew Dawn very well. She was a friend of my late wife. They both came from Cedar Grove, and they happened to have lived in the same street where I lived in the 70s in Villa area. So I believe Dawn, I never knew Dawn from Antigua, but I believe they might have passed our home going to school because that was the central area that everyone passes. But it's tragic because her father also passed away years ago, and he was a popular politician in Antigua. But what I know about her mother, she was a quiet person and always at home, you know, caring for the kids. And I'm one of those persons that you can look up to. A lot of people might have gotten things from her. She tended the kids around the area very much. And I know she is in a better place, and I'm going to wish her all the best. I know, Dawn, you are struggling with it, with her passing. It seems as if we have the mothers passing. We have the mothers for two of our members who have passed recently in Dennis and Audley, and now it's Dawn. So may they all rest in peace and rise perpetually in glory. That's my take, Ivor.
We're going to come by with your commentary shortly. But now, look who I found. I found two folks here who I know are going to talk some football here. We have Evan Henry online, and we have Mr. Hugh Charles. Believe it or not, Hugh Charles is a football fanatic. He is glued to the TV. You dare not talk when football is on. So I'll start with you. Saying good morning to you, Mr. Charles, over there in cold New York. How are you doing? You can hear me, Mr. Charles? Oh, his number dropped. Oh, how did he drop there? Okay. Well, Evan, while I make connection here with Mr. Charles again, I will say good morning to you. Mr. Evan Henry, how are you?
Evan, can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. You're live on the air, and we're here to speak a little something about football. I mean, let us know your prediction. We have the Chiefs comes up against the Eagles tomorrow.
All right. First of all, good morning, everyone. I would like to say my prediction. I'm flying high. I'm going to fly high tomorrow. We're going with the Eagles. Flying high. I feel like Kansas City, they good. They're one of the team. Patrick Mahomes, one of the best young quarterbacks in the league today. They got Kelsey, one of the best tight ends in the game. I feel like Jalen Hurts just got to get this one, man. Eagles going to get another one. I feel like Eagles going to get another one. Patrick Mahomes still on a little injury. You know, he's still a prune with his leg. So I'm going with the Eagles, though. My heart telling me Eagles, y'all. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going with the Eagles, everybody. Patrick Mahomes going down. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they're going down tomorrow. That's my prediction on the Super Bowl for tomorrow.
Let me hear if Hugh has
something. Yeah, I'm here. I'm on. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Your prediction tomorrow with the Super Bowl.
Say again?
The Kansas City and the Chiefs. What is your prediction for tomorrow?
No, I'm a big Philly fan. I'm Philly all the way.
Oh, you're flying high as well. You're
flying high as well.
Yeah. I'm Philly. My household is Philly except my wife. Everybody's Philly here. Philly fan.
But your wife is flying with the Eagles as well?
Yeah, she's flying with the Eagles, but I'm a Philly fan all the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, Evan, you have company.
For the record, Atlanta Falcons is my team. So,
yeah, well. Super Bowl now, we have to pick.
So I'm flying with the birds, staying with the birds.
Okay, let me hear Leon. Leon, are you flying with the birds or are you be with the
Chiefs? Yeah, I'm flying with Dawn, man. I'm flying with Dawn. Dawn is the Chiefs. I'm also flying for those two black quarterbacks, you know, historic occasion. So
right.
It's a great moment for black quarterbacks. As well.
All right, there you have it. So, hey, this party's going on. Colonel, you would have stated your position in football. You say you don't like to see men rolling over men. That was your first turn off. But what is your prediction? Are you going with the black quarterback? Is Black History Month? Or are you going to go?
I'm not a football fan. To be honest with you, and you guys know that, you know, you guys have been on the show with me for some time. I am not a fan of football. I don't even know which teams are playing and what the names of the people are. I've heard of the names. You know, I'm aware of the contention in the air over the years of black quarterbacks, particularly starting with the guy who I think he used to play for Philadelphia, was Michael Vick.
Doug, you're talking about Doug?
Doug Williams?
Doug Williams. You know, like that, you know, when the contention comes up about the role that black people plays in the game or in the sport, that's the only time I become aware of what's happening in football. So I'm not aware of the players, the strength of the team. I'm really not in a position to say, you know, I have a prediction that is based on rational knowledge
okay.
or anything like that.
Okay,
so
okay,
the
only
thing
we
can go with, I can support my nephew Evan, and I like what he say. I'm gonna fly with the Eagles. That's something that I would love to all people to aspire to fly with the Eagles. So on that basis, but I'm not saying it and anything else based on my knowledge of football or the strength of the teams or the strength of the players or the skill of the players. I don't know anything about that.
Mm. Well, I remember. You know, you remind me of the Colonel. By the way, you know, folks in this up the morning entertainment show, and of course we having Mr. Hugh Charles here speaking a little bit about football, and so many persons who are listening, especially those over in Nevis, Hugh Charles and football. Yes, he is a New Yorker / Nevisian, of course, and he's a world-renowned human being that gets involved in a whole lot of things. But it's an entertainment show. And Cardinal, you know, when you're saying you don't know anything about the football, and the way you said it, you remind me when you were out to sea with the pastor and you're watching drone. Yes, Cardinal and the pastor went out on a boat. And while they were in the channel, they hit some rough waters. And all of a sudden, the pastor asked Cardinal if he saved. And Cardinal said, no. The pastor said to him, well, partner, half of your life gone. You're not saved. 10 minutes after, the boat sprung a leak, and Cardinal asked the pastor, the pastor, can you swim? The pastor said, no. Cardinal said, well, all of your life gone.
Okay.
Because the boat began to sink. So Cardinal, the tone you came up, they say, I don't know nothing about football. You remind me when you watched the pastor drown and all of his life went before your very eyes. So
trust me,
so much to come back to get to the Super Bowl. Even on one leg, Pat would have got himself into the semifinals and into the Super Bowl, and everybody's soaring with the Eagles on the show.
Mm-hmm.
No love for the man who would have had the guts taken out of the team and had the guts to return to make sure his team get to the Super Bowl. And you guys are not going to go with him. Oh. I wonder if you can get a call to come in to combat something you guys are saying. Because you guys are going to make me go with the underdogs now.
Nah. I say the Eagles are underdogs.
Hmm? Yeah, but the underdogs? Well, in terms of the votes here, I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute here. Where's Marcus? Marcus is a big football fan.
Well, of course, you know,
Marcus, I thought
Marcus is something with those New Yorkers. When they get onto the football, you don't dare either go in front of the TV or you don't speak at key plays. You go to the Super Bowl for the advertisement, the commercials. Not Marcus. She goes for every play. Matrix. Matrix, you're muted. You're on, but you're muted. Let's hear your take on the Super Bowl prediction for tomorrow. Matrix has muted herself for some strange reason. But nonetheless, let's folks know at 6:30, and that is going to be kickoff time tomorrow Sunday, Super Bowl 57. And you would have heard it here, folks, that the majority of us on here are going for the Eagles, and mainly because we have a black quarterback playing in the Super Bowl in Black History Month, and we're going to be rooting hard for the Eagles.
Remember that the other team, I call them the other team, have a national from St. Kitts Nevis on it, eh?
Well, the Chiefs have somebody playing from St. Kitts Nevis?
Yeah, Williams. Maybe that's his last name. Well, I think the first name is. Maybe he wasn't born there, but maybe, you know.
He has roots.
Could be one of his. Yeah, he got some roots. Got some roots there. I could, let me see what his name is.
Oh,
Joshua Williams.
Okay.
I don't even
know, you know that
because I've never
you know,
sir?
I can't remember seeing.
I ain't know that. That's his up though.
So would that change your mind now that we have someone with roots in there?
No, I'm still flying high pops. Still flying high.
Well, you're playing hard ball, man. You're playing hard.
Still flying high pops. I give him all my support, but fly high.
You insist
well, but you know they are spread out in Ivor. They have a Puerto Rican, a Samoan, Nigerian, Frenchman, Greek, and a Kiddish singer's national. So they seem to be international team.
And the Kansas City Chiefs?
And the Chiefs, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm happy that you're saying this. I knew nothing of that. I'm wondering now if...
Well, you know, Pacheco is from Puerto Rico heritage.
Huh?
Yeah,
Juju is a Sumerian, we call him, from Samoa.
Samoan.
And you got Niang, N-I-A-N-G, Lucas, he's France.
Mm.
One or two is from Nigeria, and the other, Enadi, I think that's his name, from Nigeria too.
This reminds me of the World Cup. Every team had on somebody from Africa.
Yes.
Wow.
I think you're going to have a good game tomorrow. Philip, 31.
Ivor?
Mm-hmm.
And 24.
Oh, yeah. Let's come on in.
Ivor?
Yeah, I was just reminding the folks as well that Rihanna going to be at the halftime show as well, right?
Oh, Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Oh, yeah. Rihanna, yeah. Halftime show, yeah.
Okay, well, here it is. Well,
okay.
But kind of, let me just get this link so let the folks know that tomorrow, cricket show that normally comes on at 6 o'clock until 9 will be broadcasting from 3 o'clock until 6 to accommodate the viewers to look at the Super Bowl at 6:30. So 3 o'clock tomorrow, it's the cricket show, the sports show that we normally bring on a Sunday from 6 will be on from 3 o'clock. In the afternoon. Go ahead, Tano.
Yeah, Cecilia, another New Yorker, my classmate, over there in Nevis, she's predicting it for the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Evan, you got a lot of support here. So it looks like it's going to go,
the
Eagles.
I think Evan influenced you guys when he started with the Eagles. I should have started with Cardinal. And then you might have guessed and say Kansas City, and then everybody might have gone your way.
Still with him. I'm flying high, Bob. I'm flying high. They deserve it. I'm flying high. You see what they just did?
I still might have. I still might have gone with Evan because eagles are some of my favorite animals. Eagles, lions, tigers.
Okay.
Lions, tigers, jaguars, they are my favorite animals.
Yeah, they got to go with the Eagles.
I might have gone.
The Eagles look like a better
Eagles.
Team on paper. On paper, the Eagles are
they're
the better team. They're better. Got a couple of hurt players over there. Mahomes, 100%.
The only thing,
the best defense, because the Eagles have the best defense in the league now, because they beat the best defense in the league. In the NFC Championship.
Eagle that I ever protested or objected to is the one that is depicted as a symbol of war.
True.
That's the only eagle I ever objected to.
I'm busy right now.
Okay.
Wait, Kev, I know you're busy, but Kev just called me here now. And
what is bro?
Flying from Earth and going
bro.
To
give
me your prediction. I know you're busy. You called right on time while we're on air.
Okay, I'll break down my prediction really quick.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes is the most talented quarterback in the league. But the Eagles have more weapons to deal with. I'm going with the Eagles on this one.
I'm telling you, bro. Don't fuck Eagles again. So everybody.
I think the Eagles is going to win. Everybody down in that kid, and he's quiet and humble and talented. And they're going to just run the ball. They ain't going to let Patrick Mahomes get the ball and pass it up and down the field. They're going to
do all that little crazy running.
Yep. They're going to control the clock, and they're going to win. Because I don't think Patrick has just enough weapons to win.
That boy.
Let me see if
I can get this one here, because I like the song of what you guys are saying. When and where do we meet? Because I know I'm going to be meeting you guys right next to a Wells Fargo truck. How much money they paid you all to say all these things? It's fact, Pop. Yeah?
I'm going with what I feel
I'm telling you.
The way this song, Ivor, the way this song, it sounds like some of the Kansas City fans are backing the Eagles. So what do you expect me to do? You ain't not backing anybody.
Super Bowl 57, we are generating some interest right here on the Up in the Morning Entertainment show. Kickoff is at 6:30 tomorrow. But Kevin, I know the Falcons is your team, Evan, but are you going to just be in it just commercials, or you're really going to be rooting? You're going to put up some wages. You're going to think, because they're going to bring me to the next question. What is going to be your prediction in terms of scores? Let's get to that.
Okay, so the first part of your question, what drives me to watch it, because I'm a Falcons fan, always will be. But this is a historic Super Bowl, the first Super Bowl with two black quarterbacks. So I don't care who win or who lose, I'm going to be happy. And it's two talented teams, two very, very talented teams. It shouldn't be a blowout like the Broncos versus the Panthers a couple of years ago. So it should be a good game. And then the second part of it. What's the second part of your question again?
Give me a score.
I think it's gonna be a close game. It's gonna be 31-27, Philadelphia.
Yeah, I should go like that.
You go with that? Okay. Well, let me ask you, because he's gonna know with this thing with the bookies and all this kind of stuff. Hugh. 31-27. That sounds like
what?
It's going to have that high score.
31-24 for me.
31-24. Eagles, or are you going to change your mind and go with Kansas City? 31 Kansas City?
No, Philly all the way.
All right. Well, I'm going to take what Leon says now. Leon, give me your prediction. Your score.
2013 Chiefs.
No, no. You're going to go with the Chiefs this time? I thought you were going with the Eagles there.
No. No, I'm saying I'm going with Dawn. I'm going with Dawn.
Oh, you're going with the Chiefs.
Dawn is over in Kansas.
Kansas
City
Chiefs. Yes, yes, yes. I did say that. Okay, so 2013. Okay. Well, this is
Chiefs.
One
and
that
Patrick,
I know that.
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, I'm going with Patrick Mahomes, man. I'm done.
No, okay. No, we have a little balance coming on here. I thought everybody.
Yeah. I said that from the onset.
From the onset, yes. You did say Kansas City. You said, yes.
That's possible to take the wrong way, but I know I'm not going.
Okay, that's you, Kevin, I think.
Absolutely not. I am in the car by myself.
That's Evan.
Oh,
that's Evan.
Oh. Evan, we're talking some football here.
I'll stay back.
Who will be leading at halftime and what the score? I need a prediction here because I think I'm going to go out and make some money. I got to get it from him. Leon, where is Patrick? You know, I used to bank on Patrick for this time, you know, when we had the Super Bowl. Patrick Buffon, and now he's on the
I called him for
farm.
His birthday, but I don't know if I can get him.
He's on his farm. But anyway.
He's probably at
31-27.
But he said 31-27?
Well, that was a prediction from...
Birthday 31-27. My bad, Pop. That was Sierra who just came.
Okay. So, I'm saying...
Step out, guys.
At halftime, what the score is going to be? It's going to be...
Halftime?
Yes,
halftime. Half? To me, combine them two. I'm going to combine them two. Halftime, I like halftime to be a good, probably under 30 points. Halftime. Combined with them two. It might be 10-17.
And they said because the city will be leading.
No, sir.
Eagles going to come from
Eagles,
behind.
No. Eagles.
He's going to win all the way.
Eagles have to stay up. You cannot play with Patrick Mahomes. Eagles got to keep the lead.
Okay, I'm writing it down here very slowly. At any time, is Kansas City going to be in the lead?
They can't get the lead, Pop. They cannot get the lead.
Okay, I'm writing it down slowly. So next week, we're going to just... iron out all these things. So you're saying Kansas City will be trailing all the way?
No, trailing, yeah. They have to trail, Pops.
They have to trail. So what about when you're beating your kids? Don't you put them in front of you and then you beat them?
Sometimes you got to beat from the back when you're driving.
Oh, you're driving, you put your hand behind you. Okay.
And why the Eagles got to keep driving while they beating them from behind.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, I think we're going to leave it there with our little predictions here because we have to get in Cardinals commentary. And you don't think you've got away because we have to set an appointment for you to tell us about some electricity, electrician by profession, and you've got to... help us to keep the houses and offices safe. So we're going to have to get you in. We're going to take some time where you can really educate and inform folks about this high voltage stuff. I don't play with electricity. So I really commend you guys who work with electricity and let us know the pros and the cons about that. So we're going to have you in. We had a schedule for you, but you have to take care of some other matters. But I'm going to hold you to your word. You're going to come back and we have another time, starting from maybe next week onwards. As soon as you're available, we'll just schedule that where we'll speak about safety and electricity and what you've been doing over there in St. Kitts Nevis and maybe some future. Because I've heard it in the grapevine. Mute your phone, Evan, when you're speaking. Till you come back on. Thank you.
Sir?
Now, when you're speaking, so remember your phone when you're going to speak off here. I heard in the grapevine, I'm going to let you know that something might be in the works. Something is needed where your expertise may be required. But we leave that for another day. Okay, you with us?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm still listening.
I'm going to pause. I'm about to go ahead and go, you guys.
Okay.
So, y'all have a good one, man. Love you, Pop. Love you, Cardinal. Right,
okay.
Y'all be safe. Love everyone.
Okay.
And like I said, let's go Eagles.
Okay.
All right,
how to say, Pop? You feel me? We love y'all. Be safe.
All right. Thanks for coming. Thank you.
All right, Pop. All right.
Yeah, so you were saying yes. I hear something in the pipeline.
I'll be around until maybe the 15th,
in New York. I'll be in New York until the 17th of next month. And then I'm going to go to, I'll go to Miami. I'll leave Miami the 24th.
Okay. Well, we'll get you while you're here. But your US numbers are still good over in Navy, so I can always get you there as well.
Oh, yeah. I have US number there too, you know.
Okay, right. So, yeah, we'll be...
I got my office number is US number. And I'll send you all my numbers.
Okay, very good.
Because I got three US numbers and two operating Navy.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Yeah. And enjoy the Super Bowl because I know I'm going to have fun.
Okay, well, what's going to be the party? What's going to be in the party platter? What are you going to be having?
No, just me and the wife here. We'll be celebrating one of our grandchildren's birthday too. So, yeah, everything in one.
Oh, okay. Well, let me be nosy here because does the wife follow the football or are you going to just have a one?
No, no, she's a football. She follows football, man. That used to be our Sunday together, you know, together. That's our together day. Togetherness day, we sit and watch football. Mm-hmm. From time football comes on, we were big Giants fans long time ago.
Oh, okay, well, that is good. So that's a perfect combination right there.
Okay.
Yep, they say happy wife, happy life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's good. Well, you can stick along with us now. We go until 12 o'clock. Colonel has a commentary, and he always sees something in. So, Colonel, let's go ahead and, as a matter of fact, just for that, let's break some of the talk in here with a little bit of music here because it's still pre-Valentine at the same time. So let's get Michael Bolton.
He takes the world for the good things. If he is bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend. He puts her down.
off the thing to stop illegal activities. Please call our support immediately. Important security message. Your computer has been locked up. Your IP address was used without your knowledge or consent to visit websites that contain identity theft virus. To unlock the computer, please call support immediately. Please do not attempt to shut down or restart your computer. Doing that may lead to data loss and identity theft. The computer lock is aimed to stop illegal activity. Please call our support immediately. Important security message. Your computer has been locked up. Your IP address was used without your knowledge or consent to visit websites that contain identity theft virus. To unlock the computer, please call support immediately.
What the?
I don't know what that. That's somebody. I don't know some.
That's coming from you, Ivan?
No. Let me.
Well, I feel good tonight.
Let me play something. Channel, I think we're back on track now, so let's go ahead and get your commentary.
Okay.
As we
got
well, yes.
Yeah, these commentaries are based on, or should be for this month, are based on the concept of Black history. Now, I know that the term Black, with respect to people, our people, and with respect to the culture, has confused a lot of people. So I want to make it clear, first of all, Black history came out of the awareness of one, as I told you last week, Dr. Carter G. Woodson, who recognized that people of African ancestry in America were not being given adequate and accurate information to their history and culture, and so we're not being able to develop a consciousness of who they are. Remember, later on, Marcus Garvey repeated the same thing when he said, a people without a knowledge of their history is like a tree without roots. But Black history itself has nothing to do with what we think it is. It has nothing to do with our pigmentation. We were Black people long before black was used as a label of racial identity. We did not know, as African people, we did not know ourselves as a race. We know ourselves as a people, as a community. That kind of information had not been conveyed to us. We know ourselves as a people who were the originators or the architects who laid the foundation of what we have now that is called civilization. Somewhere along the line, the Europeans came to borrowed from our civilization, who borrowed from our culture, came along and told us that they were the founders of civilization. Let me go back to the word black. I should say it's at that juncture that the concept of color came into being as terms of identity for a people and their culture. But as I was saying, we were black people long before the concept of racial identity used colors to represent racial categories. Our blackness came out of the idea of the darkness out of which all light and life emerges. In order for our plant to grow effectively, you got to put it in the darkness of the earth so that it can germinate. Okay? The darkness out of the womb, out of which the baby, the new life, emerges. So we consider ourselves as coming out of the womb. Our darkness, our black, represents the womb of the universe from which we, the light and life, emerges. That is what our blackness represents. So I want to make it clear to people that when we talk about black history, we're not talking about history with respect to racial identity. We're talking about history with respect to the concepts, principles, values, and culture of a people. Basic principle, as I'm going to repeat, being that our black represents the emergence, the darkness out of which light and life emerges. Blackness in our culture, wisdom, and power. So the power, balances, the power is balanced by wisdom. And that is why, up till today, judges wear black robes. They are supposed to represent the combination of power and wisdom. And that's what the black robe represents. So, and as you can remember, the most celebrated judge that we have come across is Solomon. Okay? Wisdom. A black man, let me remind you, a black man who represented in our time, even in our culture, represents the essence of wisdom and power. That's what the black robe represents. It doesn't represent something of a color that is attached to us because of our pigmentation. So we have to understand our history and culture from that perspective, from that understanding. Blackness, as it applies to Western culture, means something completely different. And that is why I insist that we as a people have to revoke the prescriptions of Western culture in order to arise to our full potential, the full potential of blackness, the full potential of the darkness of the womb of the universe from which our light and our life emerges. So I'm saying this because I'm aware that people are kind of confused or conflate black as it relates to our history to our culture with blacks as it relates to the culture of Western civilization. They are two different things. The same word, but they mean something completely different. And I am saying this in the context of Carter G. Woodson, knowing that our people have been severely miseducated with respect to who we are, our identity, our culture, and this the psychological character which creates or brought that culture into existence. We knew it as black long before we were assigned a title of blackness which was despised in Western socioculture. That little bit, I'm going to leave it there. Next week, come back and I'll tell you something more.
Trouble, there's hurt and there's emotions and there's a lot of things that get in the way. But look who we have found. Dawn. Dawn, we are going to convey our condolences to you on the passing of your mom. So at this time, I just let you to lend your voice to the Caribbean Global Voices, this your Saturday morning entertainment show. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for that. I'm a bit hoarse. You know why, you know, for the crying and the memories and everything, but it's okay. I just want to tell you guys that while I'm not on the radio, I'm still working behind the scenes, and I will be going home, of course, pretty soon, and I have something there that I'm going to be working on for our organization, our group, Antiques and Barbudans Care. So I'm coordinating that with Debbie as well. But I want to thank you guys for all your support and the love that you guys have been showing us, especially me, during my time of grief, and all of the WhatsApp, Facebook messages and calls and everything. It's quite a bit. I didn't expect that many, but I can't believe how many people have known my mother and my father as well, and they know the family very well, the whole of Villa area where I grew up at. A lot of them also have been sending messages as well. So right now, we are working towards that day when she's going to be going back home to the Lord on the ground, of course. But, of course, you know, her spirit is in heaven. I believe that. I really watched my mother pass away. It was very hard. So please forgive me. And I know I'll be back on the radio station with Debbie soon. And we do have something I'm working on, so I'll be able to talk more about it and give some information on what we're going to do, because this time it's going to be something that's being done on the ground in Antigua as well. Iva, thank you so much for putting me on. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. Is there anything you guys would like to know?
Okay. Leon is here. Yeah, she already prayed. But Leon, I'll hand this
yes,
portion over
yes.
to you.
John, I didn't know that you were, have been passing my home many times on Villa Road. I lived on Central Street. But I
yes,
didn't know you then.
Is,
I lived
yes, I was a little
Street
bit younger.
I lived apart
yes.
from, the, I lived opposite the park. The
mm-hmm.
park. In
yes,
near
the Villa Park.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I live
yeah, I got your message. Thank you so much for the personal
yes.
message. I got it, and I believe I replied to you. I'm just
yes.
going through,
yes,
you know, the normal
yeah.
up and down process.
Right. Okay. And he was a dear friend of my wife, to my late wife, and they came from Senegal, and they, she used to talk to my wife Eunice a lot, quite a bit. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Show and all the members of the panel, and our listeners as well. You know.
Okay, thank
you. One day we all
I have to go.
See her again.
I have to go now. Okay, I have to go now. Yes, that's true. I'm getting a call from the airline. Let me answer that call and call back.
Okay, very good.
Oh, they're gone already, so I'll call them back. It's not a big deal. Everything already happened. So I'll just call back and wait on them to call me back. It's okay. I've been doing this since early morning anyway, so it's all right. Go ahead and talk. I'll give... You know, you guys...
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we're saying that...
Hello, Iva?
Yes, come on in. Oh, we have Lynette with us.
Oh, hi, Lynette.
Yes, hello, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Hello, Dawn.
Morning.
I want to send out my sympathy greetings to you and the entire family.
Thank you so much, Dr. Catherine.
Josiane is my very, very good friend. And so I've been holding up at this end.
Yes.
So I've been her shoulder to lean on.
Wonderful.
I know it's hard. I've been through losing my mom and my dad. So I know what it's like, but, you know, time heals all wounds.
Yes.
And just be strong and courageous. The good thing is that you're a big family, so you got lots of shoulders to lean on all sides. So.
Oh, yes. And I have a lot of children.
You'll be all right.
Yes.
Lovely.
I have a question.
Sure, sure. No problem.
Dr. Pin in St. Kitts there is your sister. That's what Linda is saying?
That's my
sister. Dr. Josiane Cochrane.
Yes.
I know her.
Yes. I'm the oldest child from my parents. I'm the oldest one.
Look at that.
Yes, and then the rest of them follow. All seven of them follow me.
Oh, man, I didn't realize that.
Ah.
You didn't say that.
Oh, really?
And,
I forgot.
Condolences. And I don't
know
if you
came that.
Josiane is number five.
Yes.
Josiane is the fifth child.
Yeah, I spoke with her.
Oh, okay.
And sent my condolences to her. And now I'm hearing. Oh, look at this.
And our family is so big.
Now you know Dawn.
Yes.
You knew Josiane from before. Now you know Dawn.
Yes, I didn't know that.
Yes, and then I have my uncle is left. My father's brother is 92. He's the only one left.
Wow.
And so he's there.
Yeah,
my mother has her two brothers and a sister left too. But all of them are gone within close proximity. Yeah. So you guys know we're originally, my grandparents and my mother grew up in Cedar Grove. You know?
Oh.
That's where we grew up. And we went to church in Cedar Grove the whole time. So, it's just going to be a big funeral. But it seemed like everybody knows.
I could imagine.
Family.
Now, your mom is well known too, from what Josiane said. So
yes, all
you guys
the cooking,
are well known.
All the food. You all remember that? She can cook very well. So I inherited her skills. Yep.
I hope she didn't, when she was cooking, her husband didn't ask her, How are you?
No, my father. No, my father loved to eat. He loved cooking. He loved to eat. He liked his belly. He never wants anything is bad. He loved food.
You have all those good memories to hang on to.
Yes, and I know all of how to cook just like her. And I've learned my own stuff.
Wonderful.
I have my own restaurant.
Wonderful.
I've had my own restaurant in the past. So I know. I know, and I still do a little bit of catering, not too much, but let me tell you, you cannot replace those gifts at all and those skills. They are there to stay.
Okay.
So, yes.
I'm happy to know that she was giving her husband chicken back and fried dumpling and.
Well,
and
let me tell you, the whole of Villa, and the people where she used to set up know the food. So, I'm not sure. If we're going to go down that road, because of obviously we're going through so much, but let me tell you, My father's never had one complaint, and he never complained about me either. Just know my father was well fed.
Oh, well, I know somebody who passed away, and they had to ask the wife at one time when they put the food on the table, some old dry up fries and so. They asked them, what is? I'm not saying anybody thinks it's either, but they kept asking the wife, what is? Where my dinner?
Right. But guess what? Guess what? My mother never cook us no fries.
Okay. Lynette, you heard that?
No fries.
Cook fries.
No. She never cooked none
what
of that. Healthy food. No fries. We don't
fries
let them have
exactly. Proper food.
No chicken. No chicken strip. Yes, no chicken strip. Hey,
yeah, proper
my mother
food.
Would cook. My mother cooked plenty of goat water. She cooked curry. She cooked I love her seafood. She was everybody
yes, that
knows
that she got.
The seafood. They love her lobster dinners. She cooked lobster every Friday. Yes, so I pick up all of that from her. So who knows what I can do back home when I'm ready. You know?
Yeah.
Because our group, our
lovely.
Organization, that can be done as well. Maybe we can do a fundraiser there too in their honor. So just look out, man. But you guys are making me feel good today. Thank you so much. I'm glad I called.
Yes. And I'm so happy you have all those great memories. That's what's going to make it easier.
Yes, going back from the time I was born, because my mother was an avid cook, and she made sure she spank our butt plenty, plenty, to make sure we learned, because she is a learner.
And I heard she was the man for the party as well.
Oh, my gosh. There's nobody that can put on a show like that. Even my friends. I'm telling you the same thing.
Yes.
They said, girl,
yes,
when we come to your house,
some pictures, some videos.
Y'all have everything ready. Yes. Very well known about all of that. Yes, ma'am. Who knows?
Yes, yes.
We
you guys, make sure you sing a lot of happy songs and make it lively because
yes.
She was a lively, lively person.
Yes, she was not the person that just laid down and... Quiet. She's not quiet at all.
Yes.
She's lively.
I've seen some videos of her, and she's really a lively person.
Yeah, she's there dancing and everything, and she's a host. She's a very good host.
Yes.
You know, so y'all
Lynette,
know
you heard
she
that,
is.
Right?
Yes,
you heard
she's
that,
really
Lynette?
A happy, happy, happy person.
Lynette, you heard that, right? She's
she's
not a woman who just lie down.
No.
No,
and
no,
she was an entrepreneur as
exactly.
well. That's why she was cooking.
She's lively
yes.
she used to sell. Outgoing and witty.
Yeah,
yes,
she used
yes.
to sell a
I like
lot
her.
Of clothes.
I like her spirit because I'm like that.
And yeah, and she used to feed the people that come round. When they come, there's always
wow.
food on the stove. You can always get a meal from my mother. Let me tell you, the grandmother.
So Don,
is the
you
family,
have
you, know.
you have just given the eulogy right there.
There you go. That is absolutely true.
There you
so.
Go.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
yeah.
you guys
make
so
sure
much.
All
you
of those happy things
good.
Are in the eulogy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
you know, I believe my brother will give the eulogy. I don't know if I can hold up, but he will.
Say that, no.
Give the,
no.
I will say something.
But make sure you're getting all of those happy moments in it.
Oh yes, because we have plenty, plenty of those, along with the licks we used to get.
Yes.
Yes, and everybody know us. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
yeah, because
so
I hear they're calling our name
mom,
on the radio.
Mom,
yeah.
I told Georgia that her mom reminds me of my mother. Very
yes.
outgoing and witty.
Yes. Yep.
I like to be, too.
And the dress down. The dress down.
That's
yeah.
true. Yes.
All right, folks.
Okay,
folks.
Like
Lynette,
all right.
Lynette, we're going to have to pretty much end it here.
Okay.
Don, we're so happy that we
oh,
were
yeah,
able
it's
to
just almost there
bring
to
some
it's almost to the end.
Joy to you and lift your spirits up.
Thank you. Yes, I needed that today.
Yeah, just know that you have
yes,
our
Don,
unwavering
yes. be strong, be strong.
Okay, thank you, Dad, so much. Thank you, Ivan. Thank you, Lynette. We'll be connecting again, okay?
Yes, definitely. And just be... mindful that, you know, you have our deepest sympathies and, like I said, unwavering
yes.
support. So we're going to wish you peace and comfort. Yes. All the love in the world. Live on the good memories that you would have left you. And
yes.
Never easy in these difficult times. But
never.
Just know that she's in a better place. And God has never
made
a mistake.
She is. And, you know, God has provided me on the phone with my brother to look and watch her in her face.
Yes.
And she knew I was there, so that's important to me, you know?
Very good. Okay,
thank you guys so much.
We leave it there now, and
yes.
May the day be the best of your day, and
thank you.
May you have a good home going, and whatever
yes.
impression would have left on you and her community, let it be
yes.
everlasting, and in
mm-hmm.
so doing, maybe you guys can disseminate what you would have left to others as well.
Right. Yes, sir. We will. All right. Thank you, guys. And I think I'll take in Lynette's information that she just told me. All right.
Yes,
all right. Thank you. I'll be thinking about you guys, too, and all the stuff I have to do while I'm there as well. Because this show has to go on, right, with our organization, Antigua and Barbados Care. Okay.
Oh, yes,
thank you.
Yes,
all right. Bye-bye.
Feeling too well today, so I don't know if you want
to. Okay.
Your spirit has been lifted. You can
thank
give her
you.
A call, and maybe you can
bye, this
time. Up with her spirit as well.
Okay, the airline calling me, so I better go this time.
Okay, good, good.
Okay,
bye.
You too.
Folks, well, we really have come to the end of, I would say, a wonderful show, as usual. But be reminded again, tomorrow, the heavyweight comes in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Leon, you can tell us one or two things that's on the card for tomorrow so the folks can come with their pen and paper. They can write down their questions. They can organize their commentary. So if you have a particular anything tomorrow, because Leon is the host of that show, you can probably spell it out here now. Whether it's going to be Super Bowl, it's going to be a homegoing funeral. You had a whole hour last week for Dennis and Audley in terms of the homegoing, well, the passing of their mothers. So let the folks know what to expect. 3 o'clock, Leon. Come on in.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, Ivor. Definitely we will be covering some of what you covered in more detail tomorrow. Of course, we're talking about Kobe, record-breaking scoring. LeBron James, that's right. Yeah, LeBron James, that's correct. And also, of course, we'll go back into the Super Bowl because we have new guys we'll be talking about and giving their concern. We try our utmost if Patrick will come out of his hibernation and come in and talk with us. And, of course, Australia going down to India today, and we'll cover the West Indies 4-day championship, especially the one over in Antigua between the Leewards and Trinidad and Tobago, as well as the Volcanoes, Barbados versus Guyana, and the other matches in the 4-day tournament. And, of course, we'll cover West Indies ladies who lost today to England. So those are just some of the things that can come to at the top of our head. But foremost, we want to let our listeners know that we'll be on from 3 until 6 instead of our usual time, 6 until 9. So we hope that they can make themselves available, those who are with us, to listen to us or to be with us. And we'd be grateful if we could. We'll remember also Audley and, of course, now Dawn and, of course, Dennis. We have some 3 mothers from our mix have gone, and we just want to make sure that we continue to console the ones who are grieving. So thanks again, Ivor. And have a blessed day to all.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, we just want to thank everyone for coming through and lending their voices. We would have heard from Barbara this morning, my wife. She would have led us off in prayer. Leon would have remembered those who are in dire needs of prayer on his prayer list. We had David coming through with Sports Cardinal with the birthdays. We heard from Hugh Charles over there in New York, Evan, Kevin Henry, we spoke about the NFL, Mertrice, Leonard came through via the WhatsApp, heard from Kathleen, we heard from Earl Sargent, we heard from Irma over there in St. Martin, 721, don't forget 72121 especially, a really, really good number. So for all the folks who have been with us throughout and intend to be with us, Colonel, you have 30 seconds to send us home.
Yes. Let me see if I could give you those 2 seconds. Widely.
wisely and say thank you to the friends, supporters who joined us this morning, and hopefully those who are called, we may have conveyed our little bit of warmth in any way you could. It was good to see Don coming in spite of the grievances that she is dealing with at the moment. It was good to hear her voice, and even better to hear her say it lifted her spirit. That's the kind of impact that we always hope to have. To all fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Show, have a great day. And I'll be with you next week because I love doing this. Until then.
All right, yeah. And I can say here, we saved the best for last. Donna is also with us. She stayed with us throughout the duration, even at home and in her travels, went underground and came back from underground and still remained with us online. So we're grateful for your presence, folks. You could have been doing a whole lot of other things on a Saturday morning. Again, we want to wish Dennis and Audley and Dawn all the very best in sending home their mothers.
Oh, and before you close up, I hope you is still listening. Cecilia Wallace sends her regards.
Oh, as well.
Okay,
good.
Give her minds. Thank you for minds also.
Okay, so Hugh, we will talk to you. So say hello
all right
to your lovely wife. You take care. You're doing a good job as a husband, friend, and companion to your wife. So for those who are with us, we ask you to always spread the word. We're here every Saturday from 9 until 12, entertain you. It's an entertainment show. So between our facts, And whatever, we bring a little friction as well, a little bit of humor somewhere along the line, just to make sure we bring some warmth and sunshine into your hearts, especially those who are further north experiencing cold weather. Well, with that, folks, we are going to be saying adios, and we will see you on the other side. That's tomorrow at 3 o'clock when we present the cricket show. And that website would be www.blocktalkradio.com/thecricketshow. That's our sister station, The Cricket Show. 515-605-9850. We talk all sports, especially cricket, West Indies cricket, especially. So until then, folks, make a great day. Thanks for stopping by. And again, my good friend over there, Earl, who is always with us, ever since you would have found us, I want to say a good afternoon, sir.
Hello.